But speaking of California and Cowboys training camp, now that the ticket team is home, we need to check in on how things are going and how things went over the weekend. So joining us now on the ticket hotline is the owner and general manager of the Cowboys. We say good morning to Jerry Jones. How are you?
Is it a good one this morning? Y'all having a good one?
It's all good.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I'm just wanted to make mention that I was very sad to see the passing of Don Nelson.
Yes,
we were all sad.
I was not only a fan of Don, but I was a friend of his. Knew him very well. We met in a support group called Fathers of Unknown Children and Kids.
Right off the bat. Unbelievable.
I can't remember the acronym for that, but that was the name of the organization. That's a long name.
Let's not use the acronym.
And, of course, he and I both found out we had some verrucas later in life. So we bonded over that.
Okay.
You know, we both had some restroom lovemaking in airports.
I don't know about that.
And then a support group happened. So that's what happened.
Yes.
But let me just say, candidly, that camp is not the same since y'all have left.
Oh.
We love having y'all out here. We've got all your albums, and we just really enjoy the excitement that the ticket brings out here.
Well, thanks,
and,
Jerry.
Absolutely.
George.
George. I heard you played the Pebble Beach.
I did, yeah.
Did you like that?
Oh, man, it's the best.
I played it so many times.
So many times. You? I didn't know you were a golfer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm not a very good golfer, but I love Pebble Beach.
Yeah.
And I've had a few verruca-making restroom moments there, too.
Oh, my gosh. Stop it.
Oh, I'm having fun. I'm having a lot of fun. Hey, Mike Ducey. Want to send his thoughts and prayers out to him. He had a horrible accident on the field on Friday afternoon.
Oh, gosh.
So we've had to hire a farm hazmat team to come out there and disinfect the field.
A farm hazmat team.
He lost control of the bowels.
No, they had farm hazmat.
Yeah. And but great training camp. Great training camp so far.
You think so?
I'm really excited about this year's training camp. I think it was so far it's really done the job that we wanted it to do. And merchandise is up 14%, attendance up 20%, and sushi at Nobu is even better this year. So this is really looking good for our football team.
That's how you think. That's how you measure a training camp.
Hey, George, guess what? We put a new trolling motor on the Bravo Eugenia.
They don't have trolling motors on yachts.
It's got the GPS on it so we can hover over him fish. And then we also got this little machine that deploys dynamite to shock him to the surface.
Oh, my God. That's not fishing.
So Jerry Jr. can scoop him up in his undersized minnow net. That's his favorite thing. He loves catching minnows. He loves it. I tell you, I love it out here. I hate y'all are back here in Dallas because it's God's country out here. The weather's so nice.
That's really pretty.
I'm thinking maybe when I get old, I might retire out here.
Well, I don't think you'll ever retire.
When you get old.
You know, I grew up out here, don't you?
That's right. Just down
boyhood home.
Yeah.
Boyhood home was right here in the L.A. area.
Yeah.
It's the house where my credit cards were cut up at Love Field.
I think you're confusing stories there.
Did you know I even discovered my first oil well when I was 8 years old in my backyard out here?
Wow, really?
Yeah, I thought I was a genius, too. Now, looking back on it, I think my dad went out there and planted an oil well out there for me to find.
Maybe.
But what a sweet thing to do to encourage a kid to be self-made like that.
Yeah.
By planting an oil well out there for him since you're already rich.
Plant an oil well.
Can we please talk a little football?
Yes.
Yeah,
we'd love
ahead.
To.
We're scrimmaging a Ram tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And then we're playing the Seahawk on Saturday.
Right.
And if we win that Seahawks game, that is basically like winning the Super Bowl this year.
Doesn't mean anything. It's because a preseason game.
Hey, it's beating last year's Super Bowl champ.
Yeah.
So, therefore, that would be this year's Super Bowl win.
Well, that's a stretch.
That is a stretch.
Considering neither team will play any starters.
Well, how do you know that?
Well, I guess
that's
I don't.
True.
We don't know yet.
You don't understand, shoddy ball. Can I ask you something?
Sure.
Did y'all deploy Dr. Vaginitis on my players?
Yes. Dr. Vaginissimus, yes.
You did not ask me about that.
Sorry.
You didn't ask permission, and one of my players come up to me, and he said that some mad scientist from Britain, England, came up and told him something about strangling a tiger on a shipwreck or something.
Yeah, it was a weird tale.
It was very strange, and, well, I'd appreciate it if you cleared that with me first, because he was a little upset.
Oh,
sorry about that.
He was upset that it was the only British scientist that interviewed him. So we need to have more Dr. Vaginas out there.
I agree.
All right. Well, let's do it. Where is he? Is he there? Can I talk to him real quick?
No, he's not.
What about Muffin? Is he there?
Muffin is here, yeah.
Yeah, he is. Hang on a second.
Hey, Muffin.
Yeah. What's going on?
Do you understand shoddy ball?
Oh, yeah. I understand.
Well,
shoddy ball.
Will you come by the Star here next weekend and explain it to me?
Okay. All right, Jerry.
All right.
Hey, let's go out and party, too.
Let's do it. Let's do some bathroom lovemaking. You and me, Muffin.
All right, Jerry. See you
just
later.
The two of us. Just
see you later.
Us.
Go Cowboys.
Okay. Go Cowboys.
All right.
Wow.
Boy. Odd ending. There's Jarrett from California.